Are you an athlete tired of annoying injuries holding you back from peak performance? Then this podcast is for you. Here we share our expert opinion on hot topics of physical therapy, injury prevention, sports performance, and sometimes other random thoughts. I'm your host, Dr. Ells. Welcome to the Charlotte Athlete Podcast.
Welcome back to episode 2 of the Charlotte Athlete Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Ells. Today we have Dr. Andrew in the booth and we are talking about neck pain.
Heck yeah, man. Happy to be here. Neck pain, man, the neck is the easiest body region to treat. And I firmly believe that, especially in athletes.
I agree. And we're going to talk about why. So first, let's talk about the root cause of neck pain. Andrew, what's the root cause of neck pain?
Yeah, so this is, and I want to, that's why we're jumping right into this right away, because, you know, 95%, at least, if not higher, of athletes dealing with neck pain, there's no specific incident associated with that. It's something that, you know, their pain just kind of comes on over time. It's up and down. You know, they wake up with it, or there's no like abrupt, immediate, you know, moment in time they're like, you know, oh shit, my neck's killing me now.
Yeah, exactly. And neck pain can be so many different things, right? Let's talk about the regions the neck pain can be, I guess, a present in. What would be some common ones?
Yeah, and so we're talking about the root cause of neck pain, but this root cause, that's the cool thing about what we're going to talk about today. The root cause can lead to many, many different common presentations that we see, and that's one of the reasons why it's so easy to treat, at least, you know, the core of what we need to do to help athletes get better and what they need to understand to get 100% and stay 100%. And so, this includes everything from, you know, from headaches that arise from the neck, from neck pain that's in the upper trap or in the neck area. Upper trap is probably the most common area of neck pain. Pain that's in between the shoulder blades that occurs, from its root coming from the neck. And also, you know, pain that travels down the arm, whether it's referral pain from the neck or irritation of nerves.
Exactly. Those nerves can definitely be a little tricky and they can present a bunch of different ways. And we'll talk a little bit about that. So the first thing, we talked about this in the first episode in a little bit more detail than we're going to go in today, but the big one is our RMPPs and their effect on hypermobilities. So you want to get us started on those RMPPs, Andrew?
Absolutely. So the RMPPs, that's our repeated movements and prolonged postures. So what the heck is that? That's what we do throughout the day. This is the root cause of neck pain. You know, like I said, there's no specific incident that occurred. So it's, okay, what are we doing on a regular basis, day in and day out, that's leading to this neck pain to occur, that's creating imbalances that is leading to neck pain? And so it's these repeated movements that we do over and over, like I said, and the prolonged postures that we put our body into, the way that we hold our head throughout the day and throughout the night, is the root cause of what's going on here. And that's what creates the imbalances, which then leads to pain.
Yep, in our presentation. So let's break that RMPP down. Let's go with the RM part. Those repeated motions are repeated movements. What are the most common ones you see as an athlete?
Yeah, the number one is probably to do with our cell phones. I mean, technology, computers, cell phones, iPads, you know, it's, the world is not doing us any favors. It's really, really making it easy to fall into poor positions regarding our neck. And so, you know, if we're talking about our cell phones, it's all just that forward head posture. You know, it's sinking forward. And so basically the further the head is away from your neck, the worse off it's going to be. And so, you know, people are on their computer all day long and they're, especially towards the end of the day, you know, their eyes are starting to glaze over because they're staring at the dang screen for so long and they're leaning forward more and more. That's just going to significantly feed into imbalances that are going to cause those hypermobilities that Dr. Ells mentioned earlier. Technology is a big one. I mean, the way we hold our head, looking at computers, looking at iPads, cell phones, sleep is right there too. You know, equally if not more important when it comes to the neck. Specifically, I know this is one of Ells' favorite topics. Why don't you enlighten the group on sleeping
position? Oh, sleeping position. It is like the biggest prolonged posture, like red flag you get when you're asking those subjective questions.
I think it's the number one risk factor for neck pain.
It's probably the number one risk factor for a lot.
But it's never talked about, and it's not in the literature, which is
BS.
Yeah,
and it's also coming up a lot more. I don't know. My Instagram ads, think, target me for these because I talk about this too much. And then I go on my Instagram and I see these crazy pillows that, like, yeah, that pulls me in this, you know, put this like 90 degree, you know, neck position to sleep all night. But I mean, a big one is sleeping on your stomach. I mean, that's like a really, it's a hard habit to shake. You'll eventually do that later. We've talked about before. The older generation has figured that out through their years of expertise and wisdom. But if you're sleeping on your stomach, you're not going to be face down on the ground. You know, you're going to be face down on your pillow all night. You're going to be looking hard in one direction, likely, all night. Not only that, but let's say you take one of those Instagram pillow ads and you purchase it and you bring it home, and then you're looking up towards the ceiling in this crazy, you know, position where you have a crazy arch. Curve of the neck, right? Yeah, it fits the curve of the neck, and then it exacerbates the curve of the neck. I've seen that too, like actually advertised. Yeah,
it feeds into hypermobilities.
Yeah, it literally feeds into the exact problem that you're having in your neck.
Yeah, no, it's, and that problem, it's the same pattern that, you know, that we see over and over. It's essentially, you know, we develop tightness at the base of the head because of our terrible, terrible positions, especially sleeping in behind the computer and on our phones. And so we get this tightness at the base of the head, and then we have this, you know, upper back tightness, and that leads to that lower neck area just becoming what we call a hypermobility, or an area or a joint that's moving way too much. And that's what's going to – that's like the number one core location of where neck pain initially arises from.
Exactly. And we talked about how this upper segment gets – or segments get so tight. Andrew, why are those things so important, those upper two segments?
That's a great question. So the upper two segments, you know, we're going to – they're numbered 1 through 7. They have a C in front of them because that means cervical spine. So we got C1 through C7. And then if we include the base of the skull, we even include that one. It's called C0, or the occiput. That's just the base of the skull, because the base of the skull connects to the cervical spine. And so these two segments are they're incredibly important for healthy neck movement, because – the very first one is called C0, C1. That actually is in charge of 50% of flexion and extension of the neck, which is just simply bending the head forward and back. Yeah, head nodding, exactly. And then the second level, C1, C2, that's in charge of 50% of our total rotation in the entire neck, rotating left to right. And so if these two areas are really stiff because of our prolonged postures, and they're in charge of 50% of movement at their, you know, the movements at the respective levels, then if those are stiff, then the rest of the neck lower down is going to have to pick up the slack. Your body's going to try to pick up the slack. We're really good compensators. And so those lower levels that may only be in charge of 5 to 8 degrees of rotation are now being asked to do 10, 15 degrees, and that excessive movement is going to lead to irritation in the joints and the sensitive structures that surround the joints and the muscles trying to protect the joints and provide stability there, and then the cascade begins. And so it all comes down to that base of the neck. And when tightness arises there from our prolonged postures and the repeated things we do all day long, putting our head into basically an extended position or a rotated position, then it's going to lead to pain and issues.
Yep. It's that butterfly effect. I mean, it could be, and the thing about these RMPPs and these, you know, root causes, we've mentioned this before, but it's not something you're going to really notice. It's going to be something you're just really good at, because it's a habit, just like anything else that you have. You're just going to be put in this position over and over again in your neck, and you're going to be so good at it, it's going to become very second nature. And that is what the cascade of pain comes from. It's not so something that happens once in this, you know, incidence. It is something that's happened thousands of times in small increments. That's finally was the straw that breaks the camel's back. Yeah. That situation.
The shitty thing is once we develop these, you know, hypermobilities, we're developing these paths of least resistance. And if y'all listen to episode 1, I mean, our body is there. They're trying to be efficient. They're trying to, which is basically being lazy. They're trying to save energy. And so, you know, because of gravity and because of these imbalances we're developing, we're now just falling. We're just getting more and more motion into these hypermobilities. And it's just going to lead to progressively more and more pain, which can arise in so many different ways. It just depends. So, and that's one thing to touch on real quick. So, you know, how does it change into headaches versus nerve pain or whatever the case is? That's where, you know, the rest of, you know, it's what you do as a person. It's the environment that your body's exposed to. It's the sport that you play. It's the position that you sleep in. It's what you do for work. It's you know, how you read a book or how you hold a cell phone. It's all those little things that can just add up over, like Elle said, over a long period of time, and it can lead to a different presentation of your symptoms. But the cool thing is, like I said, the neck is easy because the core of what's going on here is almost always the same.
Exactly. So let's talk about how we're going to deal with that. It is super simple to treat, so let's talk about how we're going to treat it.
A lot of people like to stretch their neck, right?
Yeah, that's the number one thing you see given out. How many times have you seen that HEP in those like HEP websites, you know, the home exercises? So this is like the number one thing that you're probably going to come home with from a typical PT type of, you know, we get the upper trap, you grab it, grab your head with your hand, right? Pulling it to the opposite shoulder, stuff like that. Those big stretches, that's like the number one thing, neck stretches. And might actually feel pretty good, right? Like the first time you do it, and then it comes right back. Why does it come right back? Because all those layers of the onion, in my onion, you know, analogy, have not been peeled back. So why would that, or not fix it?
Yeah, let's say. Yeah. Why does it not address the root cause? Well, because 99 times out of 100, these muscles, they don't need to be stretched out. They're actually already in a lengthened position. You know, they're just working overtime in this lengthened position because of forward head posture. They're working overtime, they're overloading, and so tension suddenly will develop within those muscles because they're fatigued and they become achy. And then, you know, our body likes to move. You know, it feels better with movement, right? You've been sitting all day, you go up, go for a walk, you probably feel a little bit better. Well, in the neck, you know, you're getting some movement on those muscles with the stretch, so it probably will feel a little better in the moment. But it's really just feeding into the core of the problem. I mean, if you were to draw a line from your ear to the base of your neck, you know, just sitting up tall, and then you send your head forward in a terrible forward head position, which is what people basically keep their head in all day long, well, you'll notice that the distance between your two fingers, it's increasing. And so those muscles are actually at what we call an overstretch weakness, where they're lengthened beyond where not enough to where you feel like a stretch, like a hamstring stretch, but they're in a lengthened position beyond their natural state, which affects the ability of that muscle to provide a stable environment for those hypermobilities or those joints that are just moving too much. And that's what leads to tension. And so the cycle just worsens with neck stretching.
And that tension, I mean, that also causes you to feel like you need to stretch them. So that's also another reason why you may think stretching makes sense, because you're like, oh, well, I'm super tense, I'm super tight, but you're actually not tight. Those muscles are just doing way too much. So let's make a little, we're going to have a little example here. Let's talk a bowling ball example. So let's talk about it. You want to read it? Or lead.
Yeah, no, I'll go through it. Exactly. I love this example. I use it with my athletes. You know, it's the head is heavy. It's you know, 8-10 pounds. It can be it's a significant amount of weight. And if you were to think about the bowling ball analogy, where if you're holding a bowling ball in your hand right next to your chest, how much easier that is compared to an outstretched arm. You know, after no time holding that bowling ball away from your chest with an outstretched arm, your joints and your elbow and your muscles and wrist and shoulder, they're going to start to ache and get really tired. And so the further our head is away from our body in a forward position, or the worse or the more tension is going to be put on the joints and the muscles, and the worse it's going to be. And there's two directions that I want you to think about that lead to neck pain, poor directions. One is the forward head, so it's just simply the head going straight forward, or the head going up into extension excessively over long periods of time. Basically, the further the chin is away from your throat, the worse off the neck pain, or the worse off you'll be, and the higher probability you'll have of developing neck pain or making your symptoms worse. So why don't we shift over a little bit, and Els, why don't you fill the listener in on what we do here at the Charlotte Athlete to resolve neck pain?
All right, so the first thing we would do is make sure that those mobility issues are resolved. So we talk about the first two joints, right, the OA joint or the top of the cervical spine, make sure those guys are moving well. The next part would be that lower part of the spine, like right at that CT junction, which would be like the junction into upper back, the upper back and lower neck area, make sure that's like moving really well. After that, we're resolving all your muscular imbalances there. So we're going after the muscles. All those guys that have been doing too much, holding your neck in the weirdest position or the improper position, are probably really tired. They're really tender. They need some TLC. So we're going through all of that. So once we actually do through all the manual, which will probably take, 15, 20 minutes, something like that.
Question. Do we do manipulations here?
Oh, we absolutely do. Manipulations are a great way to get the – manipulation is taking the joint to its end range and then moving through that so you can actually have an increase in mobility, which is actually why that pop happens. We can always dive in later.
That's the pops and the cracks. Okay.
Yeah, that's the pops and the cracks. And we can dive in what is happening, you know, in there, in that tissue. But that's the pops and cracks. And what we do is we take you guys to a place that we're specifically hitting certain regions, which makes it very safe. Those pops and cracks can be very daunting for some, which makes it very safe.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to jump in real quick because, I mean, this is a big – big ticket item in the world of rehab. And there's a lot of practitioners out there that just do general pops and cracks and try to get as many as they can. And that can sometimes lead to, you know, a flare-up of symptoms, because if we have hypermobilities or areas in the neck, right, that are moving too much, and then we do a manipulation to that location, it could increase pain. And so what we do here at the Charlotte Athlete is different. We're very targeted, very specific, and we're going to target those very tight areas only that we mentioned. We're not going to do big, like, get as many as you can pops and cracks. It's going to be very specific. That's going to really help accelerate recovery and accelerate mobility at that specific segment.
Right, but just not doing too much, just being nice and efficient, perfectly at that spot. So once we get everything moving, get you back into almost like a normal type of motion, we have to make sure that you can keep it. So we're going to be training the muscles to keep you there. So that's the chin tuck. That's where the chin tuck comes in. So in this position, the first day, we are learning it just laying down. Once we get to that, once you understand like a good amount of chin tuck ability, all this kind of stuff will progress over visit to visit to make sure that you can get all the way back to your sport without having compensation. So this will be progressively training all those movements with the neutral chin position, getting to a place that you can do it under, you know, cardiovascular load or under fatigue.
I just want to jump in real quick and talk about the chin tuck, because that's such an important exercise for a few reasons. One, it is a strengthening exercise and it's going to help train the deep neck flexors in the front of your neck so you can hold your head in a better position. But two, and most important, which is why we teach this on session one, is we're training you how to hold your head in a better position, not just during exercises and rehab, but throughout your, you know, throughout your day and throughout your night. And so, you know, we're teaching you the position to hold your head when you're, you know, on your cell phone, on the computer, iPad, when you're sleeping on your back in bed, which I hope, you know, we talked about bad positions. Sleeping on your back is the best position, but you can easily sleep with your back with your head tilted upwards or backwards in the extension, and that's not going to do you any good either. And so, you know, this chin tuck not only strengthens your neck, but it's teaching you how to maintain a better position throughout the day and throughout the night.
Exactly. So that is encapsulating everything about the old neck pain. So make sure we always consider the root cause. We fix that. We get you back to your sport. All boils down to your awareness of your head positioning and making sure that your risk towards, you know, removing it from that position is diminished. So if you guys have been dealing with neck pain for a while, you tried seeing different providers like PTs, MDs, or chiros unsuccessfully, please give us a call. This is our bread and butter, especially for athletes. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of the Charlotte Athlete Podcast, and that was cervical spine. Catch you next time.
Take care, y'all.